The Georgia Bureau of Investigation has formally charged a 14-year-old with 4 counts of felony murder after yesterday's shootings at a high school in Winder, Georgia. The community is mourning the death of 2 students and 2 teachers after the suspect brought a semi-automatic AR-15 assault weapon into the school and shot them. He injured 9 others. Marlon Hyde of member station WABE is in Winder. Hi there.
Hi, hello.
Tell us what you've heard from the people you've spoken to today.
Yes, all right. Well, I'm in front of the Barrow County Schools Administration building where they offer counseling. I'm seeing families and teachers come and go as all schools across the county are closed until Monday to give families time to process. Earlier, I was outside of Appalachia High School where students, faculty, and community members laid down a colorful array of flowers. I saw teddy bears and balloons surround the school's flagpole. It is hoisted at half staff to mourn the victims. Lots of people have been stopping by to pay their respects. Some give each other hugs as tears roll down their faces. And I talked to several people who are just still in shock. Welling up with emotion, there is a palpable sadness in the air. Still, a lot of law enforcement at the school as the investigation is ongoing. There are many open questions, like we don't have a motive or details on how the suspect got the gun. Also, how the FBI had identified the suspect a year ago as someone possibly making threats, but a follow-up visit from the sheriff did not result in any red flags.
Well, what have you learned about the victims?
Well, we know 4 people were killed. There were teachers Richard Aspinwall and Christina Ermey, and 14-year-olds Christian Angulo and Mason Schirmohorn. Mason had just started high school last month. There are photos of him that show a bright, beaming young man with glasses. And on a fundraising page, his sister says he was funny and liked to tell jokes. I spoke to student Amina Verdin, who is a sophomore and was at the school yesterday. She actually knew one of the victims, Christian Angulo, who was a freshman.
He was really sweet. He's really nice and caring. And I was really close to him because he's my best friend's little brother.
And what can you tell us about the teachers who were killed?
Well, we know Richard, or Ricky Aspinwall, was a math teacher who also coached the football at school. He was a well-liked and respected coach here. He was married and the father of 2 young daughters. The other teacher, 53-year-old Christina Ermey, was a math teacher. I spoke to Esther Matias, a freshman, and she came to the school with her parents, tears in her eyes, and flowers to pay her respects. Now, she says her friend told her Ermey saved her life.
My friend, my neighbor, she was going to get shot, but Miss Ernie stood up and took the bullet for her. So, yeah.
So, just a lot of emotions to process here in Winder.
So, the 14-year-old suspect will have a court appearance tomorrow. What more can you tell us about that?
He is scheduled to appear in court by video link tomorrow morning. Authorities have said they intend to try the alleged gunman as an adult and that he will be charged with murder.
That is Marlon Hyde of member station WABE reporting from Winder, Georgia. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And we should add the Georgia Bureau of Investigation just recently announced the arrest of Colin Gray, the father of the 14-year-old suspect. He's been charged with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, 2 counts of second-degree murder, and 8 counts of cruelty to children.